From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Atlanta has announced a new 2-year plan to make its streets safer for pedestrians. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Over the next couple of years, Atlanta will invest $5 million to redesign more than 20 of its streets. But what those improvements will look like is up to the people that use them. Here's Jacob Zagaibe, the city's transportation policy advisor.
We may go into a community that says, hey, we don't believe bike lanes fit the fabric of our community. And in those cases, it may not be bike lanes. It may be things more like changing how the road is striped or different pieces like that.
He says the plan to develop safer streets needed to be expedited with the growth of e-scooters. Since February, there have been more than 3 million trips taken on the devices, and 4 riders have died. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
One of the nation's top historically black colleges is cutting employee salaries and retirement contributions in order to increase student aid. The announcement by Atlanta's Morehouse College comes months after billionaire Robert Smith promised to repay all student loans accumulated by the school's class of 2019. Morehouse President David Thomas says the all-male college will impose an unpaid monthly furlough day for over 400 employees and stop retirement contributions of 3% for employees. Thomas says the cuts will help cover costs that students will not have to pay. Georgia has had its first death from a vaping-associated illness. The state's Department of Public Health made the announcement on Wednesday. A release from the department says the patient had a history of heavy nicotine vaping, but not THC, the psychoactive chemical compound found in marijuana. So far, there have been 9 cases of vaping-related illness in the state, and other possible cases are being reviewed. Lee Hundley is with the Georgia Department of Public Health. He spoke with 11 Alive.
We know that all these patients are linked by their vaping history. And as a result, we are saying, stop vaping.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating more than 500 cases of vaping-associated illness across the country. In related news, police in Athens Clark County are cracking down on the sale of fake vape cartridges. Earlier this week, the department seized more than 2,000 fake THC cartridges. The homemade products were made to look identical to those produced by a California company where THC is legal. However, police say several other chemicals were added to the phony cartridges, which created additional health concerns.